Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Well, hey, last week I was reading an article, and it's titled "One Super Rare Habit of Exceptionally Happy Workers." Again, one super rare habit of exceptionally happy workers. Well, of course, when I saw the title of that article, I got excited and I thought, man, I need to read this. And so I went in and I automatically tried to find what is the rare habit. And the article says it is the act of forgiveness. Again, the act of forgiveness. And it says that anger, bitterness, utter disappointment, or even vengeance may be par for the course after being thrown under the bus. But here's the thing, allowing these feelings to persist can have devastating consequences for the person holding the grudge. So when I started reflecting on that and thinking about my own life, in times where I've been holding on to a grudge or I've been frustrated or disappointed or angry, my body usually pays the price. You know, I may have indigestion, meaning my stomach will be upset. My mind is thinking negative things, not positive things. I get tired. I want to sleep. I don't treat people the way that I would want to treat people, even people that have done nothing to me. I don't carry a smile on my face. I maybe are moping around. There's a whole lot of things that me personally, how I respond when I am not forgiving. And what I've also witnessed is that when I decide that I need to forgive somebody or I need to forgive the situation and move on, I just simply feel so much better. I have an extra pep in my step. My joy comes back. I begin to have life. And one word that I, for myself, that I use is I feel clean. I have like a cleanliness to me, simply because I have forgiven the person or the situation. So this also says that forgiveness is linked to increased productivity, decreased absenteeism, and fewer mental and physical health problems. I mean, that in and of itself is remarkable and goes with what I was saying about myself. Like, the mental and physical health problems that I personally encounter when I don't forgive something or somebody is pretty staggering in my life. And then the article ends with, forgiveness is not forgetting. It says realistic forgiveness is about healing the memory of the harm, not erasing it. And forgiving means not to be a prisoner of the past, not being a prisoner of the past. Well, I hope that that's an encouragement to you. And, you know, it is on Apple News if you want to look up the article yourself. And, again, it's one super rare habit of exceptionally happy workers. And if you just go into Apple News and search that, you'll find it. But it's a great article. I also have a LinkedIn post out there on it if you want to search it out that way. But I hope it's an encouragement to you today and it speaks to you. It certainly did to me. And it's a blessing in my life to be able to read that. So have a great day, everybody. Live a life of love. We'll talk to you soon.